I will go through this one with an example so you can understand. I think the easier example is question the wrong thought. So normally this wrong thought, how does it arise? But this example I give you one is a very drastic one. Let's say there is a lady. Already heard a lot of rumor that the husband is cheating on her. Understand? Can be rumor or what lah, but people might have, like nowadays very fast, they got WhatsApp, you know, they send to you. Then you see, ayo, my husband with a pretty young one, having dinner, someone smile to each other, they purposely take at the time when they were having the smile and the fun. Then what happened? Your thought will tell you what? Already people tell you, your husband cheat on you. You still don't want to act, man. Don't want to do anything, man. Inside, sure, the jealousy, cannot take it already. So. Then you panic. Then later on, you ask some friend or advice. Okay, I find you a special agent or what they call that one, private investigator, PI. They take photo, follow him everywhere for how long? Then, in the meantime, what goes on in her head? Full of hatred and jealousy. The thought would tell her, how can my husband cheat on me? Like that lady, just now say, from honey to bastard one. You know what he told me before that or not? He said, I trusted this bastard. And I give birth to two lovely children. And he did that to me. You asked me to ask for forgiveness from him. Become like that. So what is happening is, all this wrong thought snowball. That thing that is heard through the hearing consciousness is been attached to. And you believe your husband should not cheat on you. So all this create the wrong thought. The hatred, the jealousy, the whatever, very negative. So now come to Bayang Kathy one. First inquire, what the thought is telling you? Is it true? The thought is telling you your husband cheat, okay? Your husband outside got a lot of funny thing. So this wrong thought conditions you to develop the anger, the hatred, understand? Then all the subsequent train of wrong thought until you cannot have peace. There is no peace. Then that worry, that anxiety, that curiosity. And you know what is curiosity? Curiosity kills a... Luckily, you human being, not so easily die. So all this will run. Then if you inquire what the thought is telling you, is it the truth? How will you answer? Definitely lah, got photo. Private investigator also confirm. So how? Bayang Kathy say, then inquire again by asking, can you be absolutely sure that it is the truth? That it is true? You should say sure. Private investigator also got proof earlier. Then what you do? The third question is to tell you the reality and wake up. Bayang Kathy say, how do you react and what happened when you believe that thought? Which is what she is doing, isn't it? All the wrong thought, the jealousy, the reaction, the stirring of the mind, all this is what dukkha is, anasana. Because you perceive things with negativity. Even though it's the truth, no, anasana. Anasana. Let's say the private investigator is correct. Everything is correct. So what Bayang Kathy is telling you, when you inquire, the third one is the turnaround. You are afflicted, isn't it? Hence, it is a wrong thought. And you should arise the right effort to abandon it instead of believing it or clinging on to it to condition your suffering and misery. Understand? To abandon that thought doesn't mean that you forgive your husband or whatever. Understand? Abandon that wrong thought only. Understand? Why want to go and think about it? Then, one of the lady, I remember, after he got so angry, He said, you hate him like anything. No? You know what are you doing or not? After all this hate speech and jealousy and the frustration, and yet you hold on to that thought, no? And become miserable over him, no? You are contradicting yourself, isn't it? Understand? Huh? You already say until he like 1 cent also not worth. And yet you cling, no? You hold, no? And you become miserable. Because finally she say what? Bukan buat. She know he's suffering, but because of the thing that has been done to her, there's a security. So all this is what torment. So I say, your life, you better choose. You better decide how you want to live. If you continue, I didn't tell her to believe the thought of it, not bayang keti. I said, you continue to think along that line, are you happy? Can you solve your problem? Cannot, isn't it? So a better way is what? Don't think that thought, understand or not? Accept the reality. But doesn't mean that you condole, understand or not? You know it's coming, accept, then don't let it continue, understand or not? Do what you have to do to resolve it. Ask for forgiveness. Don't go and react when I advise you ask for forgiveness. When you can forgive, you free yourself. No? But before I can tell that, he already brought out already. That B did all this to me after what I have done and sacrificed for him. And you ask me to go and forgive him. Like that, how to talk? How to advise? So emotional. But finally, after I tell her your lie, you decide. Then only she slowly listened. So, then I say, please remember, I'm not here to convince you. You came to me with a problem. So, you want me to help you resolve it. So when I give you the solution, you don't like because the truth hurts. Understand not? Because I'm telling you the truth, the real solution. But you cannot understand. And through your ego, your wrong thought, wrong view, you cannot take it. You say, no way. And then continue. Continue means what? You are what you are. Understand? Not? With the karmic conditioning, continue to create suffering for you. Until depressed. I see you already enter depression. No? You want to go to the next stage. You know? Mental hospital. Understand? Not? Or suicidal thought. All these are reality. Understand? Not? And that mental suffering, that anguish, that hate, from the word she say, you know she suffers so much. So Bayang Keti case how? You have to abandon it. Right? So use the 5-way. Of course they cannot meditate. La. In that state already, someone want to meditate. La. So I have to use a different one. La. Accept this reality. La. He's like that. Ma. Understand? So accept him for what he is. La. Then resolve it amicably. Pong Hoi King. Understand? La. Talk them to him. Understand? La. Negotiate. La. Negotiate to resolve it amicably. Because you want to have fun, there is a price to it. I mean, you want to be like garang a bit. Then you talk to them. Because the marriage certificate, you got a lot of rights on. No? With that, unless he is of that particular religion, can have 4. Otherwise, he only can have 1. No? And the other one, the girlfriend, without the legal status, they never agree on, or seldom agree on. Unless a very quiet one. Understand? So all this is what life is, reality of life and existence is. So Bayang Keti came out with this because she herself suffered depression and came out of it by accident, actually. You read the book. He was already on the floor, almost dying. Then suddenly, that understanding came. Then he wrote book, The Husband Helped. The husband is a Buddhist now. Study Abhidhamma. Hey, really? They wrote book You go and read her book, very interesting. And from there, she helped so many people, you know, the Westerner like him, like her. So all this is what understanding can help you. So her approach is not directly the Dhamma way. You know. It's to question the thought. It's just like the Buddha teach the Kalamas. Question this thought. If it's wrong thought, harm you, harm others, don't do. Understand? No? Then, the better answer is number four. After you abandon the thought or don't think about it, accept the reality, what would you be without that wrong thought? Before somebody tell you, you were happy, you go lucky, darling here, darling there. Understand? No? So, the bracket answer is peaceful, at ease, happy. With this clarity of mind and non-reaction, then you can act, understand or not? Act following what? Noble Eightfold Path. Right view to accept the law of karma, all those things. That's why, that one I add on. Bhayan Kathy didn't teach you that. Understand or not? That following Noble Eightfold Path to resolve whatever issue amicably without having to resort to any negativity or action, speech and thought process, thereby leading to the end of all suffering. So this is the Dhamma way, the wisdom way. Okay? So at least people who apply, they actually get some relief. And most of them, when they think, if it's not this type of problem, husband or wife cheat on the spouse, then Bhayan Kathy, you want to work very well.
Actually, if the questioning went very deep, right, it actually evolved into, I got what I have today. Part of the input was because of this book you gave me. So the thoughts that happen in the lady's mind, in that case, right, it could go deep to the point that he cheated because I'm not good enough. My value as a person has gone down. I'm not worthy anymore. These are the thoughts,
the actual thoughts
you need to question. It's not whether he's cheating or not. It's actually, is it true that I'm not worth anything if I don't have him? Yeah. Is it true that I am worse now because all the bad things to me that he knows really could be someone that is
really
bad.
That arise through your thought projection. So we identify this very well. Yes, she know. Yeah, she got a lot of colleague, classmates also like that one. And they listen to Chan Feng, 988. Chan Feng, a lot of problem. So all this, I think they hurt a lot already. It's very good. The point she brought out is very good. Because it's not whether you trust that guy anymore or not, whether he cheat on you or not. It's your own fear, understand or not? That project and make you miserable. Then all the cocoon of wrong thought will spin off the hatred. Then this cocoon of thought make you depressed. You keep on repeating it like a tape recorder. Understand?